Hey, what's up, future children's book author? Welcome back to day two of Time Seeker, your free course on how to find small pockets of time to fulfill your dream of becoming a children's book author. On day one, we busted the big misconception that we need hours and hours of time to write a children's book, and that in actuality, we only need super short 15 to 20 minute pockets of time to finally get this wonderful and most amazing project of writing your own children's book started. In the next couple of days, I want us to look at three things that will help us make time to write our children's book. And these steps are to jot down your day's activities, note during what times you're most creative and productive, and then find little pockets of time that fit your time of most productivity. When it comes to making time to write your children's book, we take stock of all the things that go into your busy schedule and start committing to being productive and not busy. The first important step in this process of finding time to write your children's book is to get really familiar with what you're currently spending time on. One of the tools that I love to use in order to get a better grasp on my time is setting up a weekly schedule in a spreadsheet. But even if you don't have it written out, you probably have a visualized concept of what happens in your week. So today's task is to simply sit down and write down all your daily activities. We're doing so to see if we can find some small pockets of time we could use for your project. I've prepared a blank PDF for you that you can download and use to write down your day's activities. But feel free to set up your own weekly schedule in Word or any piece of paper you can find and simply jot down your week's schedule. Start by putting down all the things that you're spending time on. And my favorite way to do this is in half-hour increments, including things like putting the baby down for her nap, when you might be preparing meals, when you want to go outside, when you have to get work done or make phone calls, when you usually get up in the morning. All of these things we want to be putting into the schedule. Now, if your kids are outside the home going to school or a program, you want to be putting in when you need to leave in the morning, when you get back home. And if they're home all day, you want to be putting in what your homeschool plans are. And even if you're completely free and go with the flow, you're setting out your goals of things for every day of the week. We want to be as detailed as possible so that we can really find these small pockets of time we can use for your amazing project. Now, I want you to realize that not everything that you do in a week is going to be on your weekly schedule. And not everything on your weekly schedule has to happen every week. We are just setting out a plan because if you don't know what you want your week to look like, then it won't look like anything, leaving you overwhelmed. And when you feel overwhelmed, you can't be creative and you will always feel like you won't have time to things like writing a book. You don't have to adhere to the schedule you're creating here. I just want you to have some kind of plan, some kind of container to help you feel organized and in control so that you see that we do have little pockets of time to work with, little chunks of time that are open. This process might seem a bit tedious, but it can be a real eye-opener to see how much time you need on some things. Maybe you didn't realize that packing lunches or doing laundry or speaking to a friend on the phone takes up as much time as it does. And just jotting it all down will make your weekly schedule so much more realistic and more true for you and more manageable. So today on day two of Time Seeker, it's time to write down your daily and weekly schedule to find these tiny little chunks of time that we can use to work on your children's book. Up next on day three, we are going to figure out the times you're most productive during your day. So make sure to download today's PDF, and I look forward to seeing you in the next video.